night is full of love. Time, my darling, is standing still. Tonight, my love, I believe that we are the only two people in the world. Oh, by the way, did you bring your guitar?
Step softly best for you. We know where your precious dreams will take you. You've got a slot to fill, and fill that slot you will. You'll learn to love it, or we'll break.
This church, then, near here, is it?
What is it with you and the church?
Oh.
Well, I'm thinking I had a vision. I saw demons. They started screaming at me. They said, Lord! They said, Lord! And they said,
I'm gonna get out of here.
before God.
Nobody should judge. Jesus is the judge.
Whether the judgment is true or not.
Oh, yeah.
The Bible tells you to be true.
Hey, what's the name of your organization?
What
do you guys call yourself?
We'll be right back.
One last question. Suppose, Lord Russell, this film were to be looked at by our descendants, like a Dead Sea Scroll in 1,000 years' time, what would you think it's worth telling that generation about the life you've lived and the lessons you've learned from it?
I should like to say two things. One intellectual and one moral. The intellectual thing I should want to say to you is this. When you are studying any matter or considering any philosophy, ask yourself only, what are the facts and what is the truth that the facts bear out? Never let yourself be diverted either by what you wish to believe or by what you think would have beneficent social effects if it were believed. But look only and solely at what are the facts. That is the intellectual thing that I should wish to say. The moral thing I should wish to say to you is very simple. I should say, love is wise, hatred is foolish. In this world, which is getting more and more closely interconnected, we have to learn to tolerate each other. We have to learn to put up with the fact that some people say things that we don't like. We can only live together in that way. If we are to live together and not die together, we must learn the kind of charity and the kind of tolerance which is absolutely vital to the continuation of human life on this planet.
like it's boiling.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who made this mess?
Wasn't me. I just dropped one little old tin can about that big. I didn't make that mess. Mm-mm.
It wasn't me. I didn't make that big mess. I just dropped one little tiny box of garbage. I didn't do it.
Me? Not me. I just dropped one little bag.
Well, me? Nah, couldn't have been me. I just threw a little bag on the sidewalk over here.
Me? It couldn't have been me because I just dropped one little newspaper on the sidewalk. That's all. So, couldn't have been me.
But wait a minute. Look what happened. Each person only dropped one little thing. But look at it all together. It made a big mess. Okay, now I have an idea. Supposing each person goes back and picks up the one little thing he or she dropped.
Yeah.
Ah, that's better. Wait a minute now. How could we have kept the street from getting so littered in the first place? Ah, that's the idea.
Problems. is many things to many people. To a 17-year-old kid, it's the malt shop on the corner. To Grandpa, it's the front porch in the cool of the evening. To Mother and her family, it's church on Sunday morning. And to Dad, it's his favorite relaxation. It's the Cracker Barrel philosophers in Crabtree Corners. And it's the tycoons in Wall Street. It's all races, creeds, and religions. It's freedom to work at the job you like. Freedom of speech and to peaceably assemble. Freedom to own property. Security from unlawful search or seizure.
Where's your warrant, Flatfoot?
The right to a speedy and public trial. Protection against cruel punishments and excessive fines. The right to vote. And to worship God in your own way. It is these freedoms that have made America strong.
Okay, okay, so we got our freedom. But management's lousing up everything.
Labor is at fault. It's ruining the country.
My constituents, as your elected representative, I can assure you labor's right. Management's right. I'm strictly neutral.
Labor, management, politicians, hooey. Oh, they can't tell corn from oats.
What? It's only strike!
Hurry, hurry, step right up, folks. Here's the answer to your problems. Dr. Utopia's sensational new discovery, Ism. Ism will cure any ailment of the body politic. It's terrific. It's tremendous. Once you swallow the contents of this bottle, you'll have the bountiful benefits of higher wages, shorter hours, and security. Enormous profits, no strikes. Remember, you're the big boss. Government control, no worry about votes. Name your own salary. Bigger crops, lower costs. Why, Ism even makes the weather perfect every day. And now then, because we are introducing this amazing item for the first time in this country, it isn't going to cost you 1 cent. All you have to do is sign this little scrap of paper, and you get your bottle absolutely free.
I hereby turn over to Ism Incorporated everything I have, including my freedom, and the freedom of my children, and my children's children, in return for which, said Ism promises to take care of me forever.
Pardon me. Pardon me.
And who are you, my good man?
I'm John Q. Public.
Ah, my fine friend, you're just in time to share this generous and gigantic offer. Sign right here.
Mind if I read it first?
Hurry up!
Don't
now.
Here. Oh, don't
keep your
shirts on, boys. No, freedom. Freedom? What? Throw away my freedom? Why, this is ridiculous.
Don't be corny, brother.
Sure, our system of free enterprise is perfect. But before we throw it away for some imported double talk, let's turn the clock back a few years to see what it's done for us. For example, back in the 1890s, Joe Dokes was just a guy who liked to tinker around his barn. Some people thought Joe was lazy. Some even thought he was nuts. But one day, he had an idea. And because he was free to dream and tinker, Joe had a chance to make something of himself and his idea. So, of course, some people didn't think so much of Joe's idea, but that didn't stop him. So Joe got some money from young Aunt Minnie and Uncle Angus and Grandpappy, and Mr. Titus. When Joe's friends and relatives used their savings to help him buy tools and property, they were capitalists. Don't blush, folks. It's nothing to be ashamed. Now, naturally, Joe needed some help. So he hired Willie Lumpkin, who was out of work anyway. And before long, Willie had the know-how and became skilled labor. Because capital, management, and labor worked together, Joe's idea grew. It grew and did things even he never dreamed of. Today, the automobile industry provides millions of jobs that never existed before. And remember, this is a story of only one industry. There are thousands more scattered all over the United States whose history of development is pretty much the same. We've built a country under the American system that sends more young people to high school and college than all the rest of the world combined. Why, even in the Depression, our wages brought more food, clothing, travel, and entertainment than the wages of any other people in the world. Our country has a national income equal to the total national incomes of any other six nation of the world. With only 7% of the earth, we drive 70% of the world's automobiles. That's just a sample of the things the capitalistic system has given us in only 160 years. Before signing up, you boys ought to try a little taste of Dr. Ism's formula to see what you get in exchange for your freedom. Go ahead, try it.
You can't do this to me! I'll strike!
The state forbids strikes.
When a union hears about this!
Ah, yes, the union. Welcome to our ranks, number 1313.
I'll take this case to the Supreme Court.
The state is the Supreme Court. Our decision is as follows. No more private property. No more you.
Well, if I'm voting for to stop to this.
Farmers don't vote anymore.
What'll I do for seed next year?
You won't have to worry about next year. The state will do your planning from now on.
We must fight to regain our freedom, or everything is lost. Everything!
Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine. Everything is fine.
When anybody preaches disunity, tries to pit one of us against the other through class warfare, race hatred, or religious intolerance, you know that person seeks to rob us of our freedom and destroy our very lives. And we know what to do about it.
And now, gentlemen, no more enemies. They don't throw those bottles. Don't throw those bottles. Go, go, go.
Working together to produce an ever greater abundance of material and spiritual values for all. That is the secret of American prosperity.
But come on, if hypocrisy was uranium, they could power the planet. And that's what's so hard about being a closeted lover of big government. You have to lie to yourself. But that's why I'm here tonight with a special message for all you deniers. It gets better. Yes, there are millions of people in the world just like you, in nice places like Switzerland and Sweden. They enjoy high standards of living and freedom, and they're socialists. Studies show they're actually happier than we are, and that's not surprising, because the only difference between American socialism and European socialism is European socialism works. For their tax dollars... For their tax dollars, Europeans get full health care coverage, a generous pension, daycare, long paid vacations, maternity leave, free college, and public transportation that doesn't smell like pee. Whereas our tax dollars go towards military bases in Germany, subsidies to oil companies, building bridges to nowhere, wars, and putting half of Cheech and Chong in prison. They get universal health care, we get a Blue Angels flyover at the Fiesta Bowl. They get paid maternity leave, we get the Octomom. They've got Airbus, we've got the bus. Isn't there anything we still do better? Even their paranoid racist loners look like speed skaters. And ours look like Porky Pig.
Is crack worse for a person than marijuana?
I believe all illegal drugs are bad.
Is methamphetamine worse for somebody's health than marijuana?
I don't think any illegal drug
is
good.
Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
Again, all...
I mean, either yes, no, or I don't know. I mean, if you don't know, you can look this up. You should know this as the chief administrator for the Drug Enforcement Agency. I'm asking you a very straightforward question. Is heroin worse for someone's health than marijuana?
Now, as
all
I was saying,
drugs
are
bad.
You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad. By doing drugs, okay, that'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
Mr. Hitchcock, what is your definition of happiness?
A clear horizon. Nothing to worry about on your plate. Only things that are creative and not destructive. and that's within yourself. Within me, I can't bear quarreling. I can't bear feelings between people. I think hatred is wasted energy. And it's all non-productive. Some very sensitive. A sharp word said by, say, a person who has a temper, if they're close to me, hurts me for days. I know we're only human. We do go in for these various emotions, call them negative emotions. But when all these are removed and you can look forward and the road is clear ahead and now you're going to create something, I think that's as happy as I would ever want to be.
Since we have been forgiven, what should be our corresponding action? I'm glad you asked. We should forgive and extend grace to everybody else. No wonder Matthew says, and when you start praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him so your Father in heaven may forgive your sins. For if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who's in heaven forgive your transgressions. As a Christian, you've got to forgive. Now that said, and please don't get offended, the new F word in the word church is forgive. I'm going to say it again. The new F word in this church is forgive. Now that said, do me a favor, touch your neighbor and say F you. God, I wish I had. God, I wish I had 25 people that say I forgive you for whatever you said about me. Not just your neighbor. Look down your whole row saying F y'all too. Go ahead and tell them. You know what, y'all looking at me crazy. Would you do me a favor? Take your phone out. Text all your exes and say, I'm at church. F you. Forgive you for lying on me and talking about me. Pastor, my mama don't like you. Well, F your mama. My family don't like you. F your family too. You know what? Jump on your feet. Step your feet and say, F everybody in here. God, I wish I had 5 people that would jump on your feet and high five 6 people. Say, F you, go ahead, tell them. F you, go ahead. High five somebody else. Say, F you. Yup, F you. Yup, F you. F all y'all. F you. God, I wish I had somebody that would have a little church with me and thank God that he forgave you for all your sins and now you can forgive everybody else.
Play your game, hey. I gotta agree with your mom, Brett, that cursing is a sign of ignorance.
Oh, Graf! Please!
Whoa. There's no place for cursing in a civilized society, alright?
Yeah.
I'm telling you this because I'm a coach.
Yeah, I know.
You're just a kid.
Yeah.
You can't go around cursing now. Yeah. It will end up ruining you when you get older.
Right. But do you think...
What the f*** was that, Raph? Are you taking a... Is that what you're doing, or are you making a call? Because if you can make a call, you make a call. But don't take a out there. That's taking a... That's taking a shit in my f***ing mouth! And I don't want to eat your shit, you f***ed up head!
Wow.
Unless, Brandon.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you know how to do it right.
What do you do?
Obviously.
Yeah, my ears are still ringing.
Yeah, it's called creative use of words.
Right.
It's like poetry.
Yeah.
Robert Frost.
Right.
Stopping by the woods.
Right.
On a snowy f***ing evening.
Right.
That kind of
That's good stuff.
But it's my poetry.
Right.
It's the everyday man's poetry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? We can't find good metaphor like the woods.
Yeah.
Or the snow or the horse or that kind of stuff.
Right.
Oh, f***ing f*** me, Rev.
Hey, guys.
Eric.
Yeah.
Long time no see. You want a f***ing donut?
Thank you.